Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
Today, I want to talk about rest. Have you ever went to work and your boss gave you a day off? You're like, hey, you know what? Just take the day off. How many of y'all looked a little crazy like, are you firing me right now? In St. Louis, we know about snow days, right? It's like, hey, I wake up, it's snowing. Even if it's adjusting in St. Louis, it's like, oh, it snowed. I don't have to go to school. It's a day off. It's like a free deal. It's like, oh, it just feels good to have a day off. Here's my question to you. How long has it been since you had a technical day off? Now, I mean, I know that you work so many days, but then you actually start doing your real job now. You go home and cook and clean and clean the gutters and clean the car and run the kids around. How many of y'all work a whole lot? Raise your hand if you work a lot. How many of y'all look at your neighbor and say, you should take some of my chores for me? Go ahead. We work so much. We're always working, and we really don't rest our soul. We're tired. We're aggravated. That's why people are so mad at the traffic light. People are always honking at me, by the way, because I get caught up on deleting the spam in my email at a red light. I haven't seen a green light in 20 years. I don't go until I hear the honk. I'm that guy. Come on. But everybody's so aggravated because their soul has not found rest. The Bible said this in Matthew 11:28. It says, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. Come unto me, and you will find rest for your soul. He says, learn of me, because he said, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. See, if you feel yoked up, you're like, man, I work. I'm working all the time, and work. It's like, all I do is work. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. How long has it been since you went on a date? Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you went on a date, and you didn't bring your phone with you? No, it's getting quiet in this Presbyterian church today. In fact, every time we sit down, does this not happen? When you go out, even with friends, how many of y'all take your phone, set it on the table? It's like a Western movie with a Clint Eastwood. It's like, here's my gun. At any point during this conversation that it gets boring, I'm getting on Instagram. Or no, hey, hang on, I'm getting a text right now. I'm getting zoom, zoom. We're always tied to this. And I'm preaching to myself because I can't live without this phone. I sing to it. I can't live if living is without you. I can't. I even have chargers that I bring with me. I have battery packs for the battery pack. Come on, who am I talking to? I want to see the show of hands. All campuses, that's you. And if you know it's not you, but it's the person next to you, you want to judge them, just look at them and go, it's them. Because we're tied to it. And I'm all for technology, but the problem is we're so busy. Our soul doesn't find any rest. God said, come learn of me. We got to be confident to realize we need a day of rest. Now, God said this. It says in the Word of God, let's go to Genesis. It's the beginning. Genesis means the beginning. Chapter 2, it says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. So there needs to be a finish. And on the seventh day, God ended his work. On the seventh day, he ended his work. There must be an end to the work. Well, my work's never done. Well, now, there has to be an end to the work. If you don't do that, you will drive yourself crazy. I was just talking to one of the doctors at our church, and he was telling me how a 35-year-old recently was working 80 hours a week. It's almost impossible to do that, to work 80 hours a week. In fact, we did that in our staff one time. Like, work all the time. So we actually put a time clock at the church. If you work at the church, even if you're salaried, you have to have a time clock because the people thought, I'm working all the time. But because if you do get there at 9, you don't leave to 5, you do that every day, it seems like you're working all the time. Again, it seems so quiet. Lord, I told you this was a mistake. I knew it. They like to hear, quick work. Come on, somebody. Jubilee. Banner, yeah. I told you this would not work. But they weren't working as much as they thought. Not that they weren't working. But they thought they were working more. So this guy literally was working 8 hours a week. And at 35, they found him dead of a heart attack. He literally worked himself to death. Now, there's some people here, you're never, ever going to risk that because it's like you've never worked a day in your life. Don't point at anybody. But there are people that you never, ever shut down. Got to get it done. Because you find your worth in your work. And you can't find your worth in your work. You find your worth in your worship. And the worship happens on the seventh day when you come into the house of God and you say, Lord, here I am resting in you. Do you remember the story in the Bible where it says that manna fell out of heaven every day? Remember this story in the Bible, manna? In other words, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, which is a real bummer. That means on Saturday you got to go get enough Chick-fil-A to last you to Sunday. And don't forget that Chick-fil-A sauce. Can I get an amen? Because Kanye told us, closed on Sunday. You're my Chick-fil-A. Closed on Sunday. Some of you look like, I've never heard this song. You need to get into today's culture, stop working so much, and download the Kanye album, Jesus is King. Okay, so anyway. Every day, they're dropping manna out of the sky. And the Bible says, every day, only take today's manna. Because if you take enough for tomorrow, then it'll turn to maggots. How many of y'all hate that when that happens? So he said, but he said, on the last day of the week, preparing for the Sabbath day, because it's going to be a day of rest, he said, take enough for tomorrow, and it will not turn into maggots. It will be enough for you to have provision in the day of rest. In other words, God was saying, I'm providing for you every day, but there needs to be a day that you do not go to work. Under the Levitical law, he kept saying stuff like, don't work, don't have your lambs work, don't have your cattle work. I've never seen cattle work. I don't know what they do. Maybe it's like, don't milk them on Sunday. I don't know. All I know is that God is saying, you have to have a physical rest and a soul rest, or you will be arrested by fear and anxiety, short temper, wonder why you're like, man, I can't stand this, my husband. He's horrible. Kids come downstairs and are like, you know, what do you want? I wanted cereal. Anybody ever felt like you're just like your soul is tired? Come on, raise your hand. All campuses, your soul's tired. Look at your neighbor and say, don't mess with me. I'm tired. It's the way we extract information from people who are enemies of the United States. We actually interrogate them and use sleep deprivation. It's also called single parenting. Can I get an amen, all the single women? This kid won't go to sleep. And you're like losing your mind. By the way, guys, I know last week I talked on marriage. How many of y'all enjoyed that? A lot of wrestling going on at our church this week. A lot of wrestling. I've noticed bruises on people, all kinds of stuff, because a whole lot of wrestling going on. But the guy is supposed to help with that baby. She carried it for 9 months. Now you need to carry it. This is why, though. Side note, it's nothing to do with today's sermon, but Nicole says to me when she has Ashton, she's like, I think I'm going to breastfeed, so it's much healthier. And I'm like, I don't have to get up in the middle of the night. I really feel good about this in my spirit. I'm just saying, guys, go breastfeeding. Now, finished the work that he had done, and now he rested. Verse 3 says, chapter 2, verse 3, it says, then God blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, and he rested from all his work. He blessed it, sanctified it, and he rested from all his work. I'm going to say it again. He blessed it, and he sanctified it, and he rested from his work. In other words, the Sabbath is like the tithe. God said, the tithe is mine. It is holy. I sanctified it. Don't touch it. In fact, sometimes people think they can do more without God than they can with God. In other words, $9 goes better with God than $10 without God. So every dollar out of 10, every dime out of a dollar goes to God. He said, that is mine. It's a way that you prove to me that you don't love money, that you love me and you trust me. He says, on the seventh day, you go to church and you worship God. You cease from your own labors. It is not even a day where you go home and clean the gutters, clean the car, clean the laundry and do all that. You have to trust God. Come on, somebody give God praise today and he will help you. You got to cease from your labor. You have to rest. Rest. Now, I'm telling you, I am preaching to me today. Because I am not an alcoholic, I'm a workaholic. I love work. I find value in work. I like to work. Work it. And my wife likes to work. My wife will outwork me. We look at people that only work so much and we go, they're lazy. Like, why are you sleeping? You still broke? Come on, let's make this happen. Because we were both workaholics before we got married. Then we got married and we went in business together. We had those businesses and then we started rehabbing houses and flipping houses. Then we started rehabbing and flipping apartment complexes. And we still own major apartment complexes in Arizona and Oklahoma. And we were blessed and rich and favored and we worked all the time. We still have those things that other people run for us because God said, I'm calling you to give this information in a relevant, humorous manner and build a church called Faith Church. You don't have to stop doing that, but you have to do it in a different way. Come on, somebody give God praise. That's why we're one of the biggest givers in our church. We give back 50%, not 10, 50% of our income every year because we're blessed. I'm a homeschooler that lives in a trailer, but I trusted God and He blessed me. And I also trust God with the Sabbath. Now, for me, it's not on Sunday. For you, it's Sunday. Okay. Look, does it have to be a certain day? It doesn't have to be a certain day. But how many of y'all work Monday through Friday? So you can't be that day. You can't go, hey, I'm calling them to work tomorrow and telling them, hey, God told me to tell you that on Tuesday. Tuesday is my Sabbath. I ain't gonna work. Yeah, how many of y'all know he'll be like, you ain't got a job. It's about to be a quick, you're out of work. Quick, you're broke, right? But on Sunday, it's the Lord's Day. Everybody shout that. Sunday. Talking to Ferguson, Florissant, Sunset Hills, Earth City, Weldon. Let's shout it again. Sunday is the Lord's Day. So you're saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So you need to serve in church. You need to not just go to church, you need to serve in church. Church is not just bless me, feed me, help me, deliver me. Oh, it's all about me. I worship me. No, no, no. No, we need to worship God, trust Him with the Sabbath, and trust that Jesus finished the work, right? He finished the work on the cross of Calvary, so no longer do we have to measure up. He measured up for us, so that work's done, but the work of our physical rest and our soul has to rest. Sometimes I just have to rest. I'll tell my team, I don't know, I can't think right now. I'm taking a break because I have... Say, like last weekend at Earth City, and I'll be there again this weekend. I'll preach there Saturday night. Then they'll come get me at my house at 8:30 in Sunset Hills, and they'll take me to Earth City. Then they'll take me to Sunset Hills, Earth City, Sunset Hills, Earth City, Sunset Hills, Earth City, Sunset Hills, Earth City, Sunset Hills. By the end of that, I go, God, we got to figure out streaming before I die. Because this works. I can preach longer, communicate better. Plus today I'm in Florida where it's 70 degrees and God is waiting for me in my car. I'm just here to tell you right now that it's part of the rhythm. God called me to this. I didn't come to Florida for the weather. It was just a perk. I tell my friends in Ohio, I don't know why God doesn't love you. I don't know why. But I am telling you that you could come to the revival in Boynton Beach on March the 26th. Come on, somebody ought to help me right to get to Florida. Here's my point. I have to have rhythm because I work on Sunday. So to me, Sabbath is Friday. I'm not supposed to work on Friday. I'm not supposed to create on Friday. I'm always creating. Even this right here, this is all created in a room about first week is the rhythm of revival. Remember the drum? Then the rhythm of, we could call it the rhythm of wrestling. Remember that one? Some of you looked at your person like, you know, your little gold tooth went ding. And then now we're talking about the rhythm of rest. Next week, I'm already in next week. In fact, I this week wanted to show you because I thought it would help illustrate for you. Like, I'll bring creative teams around me. And in St. Louis, we went to lunch and I said, hey, I wrote a song in my prayer time and I want to include it into my sermon. So I'm already creating. I'm already done with this week's sermon and I'm done with next week's sermon. I've already put it in here so my brain gets tired. In fact, I want to take you into my car just for a minute and see a little bit of what next week would look like. How to create that.
Okay, so during the 20 days of prayer, God gave me this song, and it was like, and I think I want to do a sermon about it, but while we're on the rhythm, so it'd be like, it went like, I want God, I want the presence of God, I want God, I want the power of God, I want God. Real climactic ending.
Yeah.
Boom. Shout out to
Vegas. What if we had maybe three or four guys on stage? And we can like have them start off on some chairs or something like that. They can kind of be.
Yeah, they can chant. Yeah, they can chant that. I want God. I want more of God. I want the presence.
I want God. I want the power of God. I want God. I want the presence of God.
Look at your neighbor and say, "I like that." Come on, tell us, "I like that." So again, I create in my brain. Now, when I got this sermon, it was a Thursday, I had taken off because we did the 20 days of prayer and getting ready for the revival, right? So every day I was getting up at 6, we're creating content, we're praying, we're doing everything. And I felt like I needed 2 days because here's what happens when you violate the Sabbath. How many of you will admit to me in a public setting that you have violated the Sabbath more than once? Okay, so this, by the way, is a command. God says there's 10 commands, right? Before Dave Letterman, God had a top 10 list. It was, thou shalt not kill. How many of y'all think, even though we're under grace, we're probably supposed to not kill? I would be careful, St. Louis, and not come down. There's a lot of murderers here. I didn't know it till now. Let's try that. How many of y'all believe God still says, thou shalt not commit adultery? How many of y'all believe God says you shouldn't take the Lord's name in vain? How many of y'all, the Lord said there is a Sabbath and to keep it holy? How many of y'all have broken some of those commandments in which we talked about? I really want to know which one it is. I'm just curious. You're actually very likely to break a lot of those. The reason why you murder is probably because you're not taking rest. Shall I go for adultery? The reason why you're doing that? Because you're so mad when she makes you a Hot Pocket. You're like, man, this Hot Pocket is horrible. It's either cold in the middle or hot, lava hot. Can you do anything right? And then all of a sudden there's this spirit that comes on the woman and she goes, you know what? I believe the best place for you is heaven. And now she takes that Hot Pocket and she starts ramming it down your throat. Come on, help me right now. I feel like it's a word of knowledge to somebody. But why did you say that about a Hot Pocket? Somebody's crying saying, God, send me a woman to make me a Hot Pocket. And you're griping about it. Somebody's praying, God, give me a man. It's my banner year. God, I believe it's my jubilee. God, you need to do a quick work. I was thinking it was going to happen in January, but it didn't. I thought it was going to happen in February, but it didn't. God, we're coming up on March. And so now you're like, I got to hurry. I got to go out and work every day of the week so I got more money. And then I look better so I can have more Botox. And I need to suck it in, move it up. Come on, somebody. And I need to go out clubbing. I need to go to church. And then, you know, Growth Track might be a great place to meet a man. And then you go and look, oh my gosh, that guy looks good. He doesn't have a ring on his finger. This might be the Lord. Oh my gosh, he's got a Tesla. That means he has a house with electricity. Oh, this is exciting. Calm down. Look at your neighbor and say, calm down. All right? We got to calm. You can't do this in the flesh. God can do one day of favor that could do more than 1,000 days of labor. He's saying, learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. You're doing better than you think you are when you trust in the Lord. I got to get it done. You worry about stupid stuff. Pastor Nicole, this last week, she's in the kitchen. She says, just finished Wakes Pray Slay. And I'm almost out of tea. Teavana. I don't know if you know this or not, but Teavana went out of business. Probably don't know it, but it was a big deal to Nicole. This was a day that was bad. This was like a meltdown for her. So anybody know Teavana? So she goes to Wellington Mall and buys everything. She goes to Chesterfield Mall in St. Louis and buys everything. So we had, for the last 2 years, when they went out of business, we have loads and loads of Teavana tubes, right? And these cylinders. And every day she's having a good day. She just realizes this week that she is running out and it's almost over. And so she starts going, I don't know what I'm going to do because the tea is actually gone. I'm thinking, you know what? Tea has been around for a long time. They've been drinking tea in Great Britain. We had a thing called the Tea Party. Come on, somebody ought to help me. I don't understand how this could be such a big deal. But in all of my wisdom, because I've taken my Sabbath, I said, honey, I'm so sorry. I didn't go, are you kidding me? How many of y'all know that's the wrong, you're not wrestling again in your life. So I looked at her and said, honey, I'm sorry. Your tea deal, that's bad. But I guarantee you, there's more tea out there. We're going to find you some tea. I told this story last night at the Royal Palm Beach story. And guess what? A lady came up and said she has 2 cylinders of tea. So God's already doing a quick work in her life, right? That gets me 2 weeks more of being alive and happily married. But I'm saying we get stressed out. I guarantee you the thing you're going through right now is a big deal. I'm not trying to belittle it. I'm just saying if you go through rested, if you go through refreshed, that's how great athletes win, is they give their body a rest. They give their soul a rest. And God's telling me to tell you, this might be the most important message that you've got. You got to labor to enter into rest and trust God. He's going to do what he said he can do. He'll do it exactly when he needs to do it. Somebody shout hallelujah to this. He's got it. Just rest. Okay. I'm going to rest. But God better do a quick work. Because I need a man bad. I need a job bad. You don't need a bad man, and you don't need a bad job. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will cause all things to work together for your good. Have no fear. The Lord is here. He said, you're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. What shall separate you from the love of God? Height, death, things present, things to come? No. Now, I want you to write this down. Twitter, Instagram. Come on, Earth City, you're always good about Instagramming. There's a difference between, ready, being fruitful and being busy. Fruitful is you did the work and it was fruitful. Busy is, I gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. I gotta get this done. I gotta go. No, be fruitful. To me, preaching up here, I don't try to memorize everything. I just start flowing. That's why sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. It depends. I don't try to overthink it. I get in my lane. I allow the happy me to come forth. And then I watch the stuff that stresses me. So I try to be the cultural architect of my life. Listen to this, Ferguson. Be the cultural architect of your life so you can say, hey, God called me to do this, but God's not going to be putting something on me that totally wears me out. Now, your job's going to be difficult. Not saying there's going to not be hard days. But if you practice the Sabbath, the reason why you're in the mess right now is you didn't go to Growth Track, you're not in a small group, and nobody's there to help you in your time of trouble. I was on a boat about a week ago in Key Largo, and I went on a motorcycle ride. To me, motorcycles are refreshing. Please, if you don't ride motorcycles, don't. They're a bad idea, especially now with everybody texting and driving. It is a horrible idea. But for me, I go out there praying in the Holy Ghost and say, God, please don't let anybody hit me, right? So now I drive, right? And so I'm riding my motorcycle, and it refreshes my soul. That's what I've always done. For you, it might be croquet. I don't know why that came out of me. I've never seen anybody play croquet. But it might be tennis, right? I don't know what it is for you, but you got that thing. Anybody got that thing that you do that you need to do? As long as it's not illegal, immoral, or fattening, you rock that, girl. But now I'm doing that, but I'm still thinking about problems. Driving down the highway, stuff hits my mind. At 80 miles an hour, what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about this? Cast it down. Cast down those imaginations. It's my day off. I don't have to do that. In the middle of the night, anybody ever done this? In the middle of the night, have incredible clarity of thought? You're like, I need to go to sleep. Then you start doing the math on the sleep that you got left. Anybody, if I went to sleep right now, I'd have 3 hours. Raise your hand. Come on, all campuses. Anybody ever done, oh my God, if I went to sleep right now, I'd have an hour and a half. Oh God, I'm screwed. I might as well get up. Then you fall asleep for 30 minutes, and then you wake up and go, oh God, I wish I could sleep, because now I can sleep. Thank you. You know what that is? Too much tea. I didn't mean it. Could be. Just saying. Don't know. But we need to labor to enter into rest. When you rest your mind, and I was doing that, I decided, okay, we're here. Now, my friend Jeremy Foster from Hope City Church, he's there, got some guys around me, and I have a bright idea. And my smart idea is, by the way, Suri just decided to try to explain what I'm saying right now. Suri said, I'm smart idea. The way Suri decided to try, I really couldn't say. Just want to let you know what Suri's saying right now. There's a rabbit. So I decided, you know what? I got a great idea. We're here in the ocean. Let's rent a pontoon boat. Bad idea. Pontoon boats, waves, bad idea. Write that down. Now I'm trying to rest, but I'll just show you what happened. Come on, give it up for that guy. Saved my phone. Lance from Florida. Okay, let's talk about what happened. I was expecting a tidal wave, a breakthrough in my life. But I didn't want to drown. And they were just making fun of me because I was listening right then to Kanye, but I had been listening to Merle Haggard and Beyonce. And then so his wife had just said, I'd never been around his wife. She was on the trip, and she goes, his music is like him. It's just very interesting and all over the place. And then all of a sudden it went, vroom. Now, notice the first thing I thought of was not saving my phone. The first thing I knew was exactly what Pastor Jeremy was. We got to get to the back of the boat. He was closer to the back of the boat. That's why it's important to have people in your small group that help you in a time of need. If he would have froze where he was, we were going up, capsizing, and going into shark-infested waters. I could have lost an arm. I need that arm. Come on, somebody, be up here. God's about to do a quick work in your life. I'm scrolling with. I lost my phone, but I got a new one. Come on, somebody. But his wife even got mad because she's like, Jeremy, you didn't even try to save me. I'm about to die. He goes, honey, I really did try to save you. I had to get to the back of the boat. She starts climbing. He's yelling at her, climb over, because he knew everybody in the front of the boat needed to get in the back of the boat. Even when it didn't make sense to them and his wife, he knew he had to do what was good for the good of the order. That's why you need people around you in a small group when your boat is flipping over, somebody that knows you and somebody that knows you. I'm preaching good right now. Earth City ought to say amen. I know they're going crazy all the way in the back. I can see it in Sunset Hills. Knows you and knows you. What's that mean? K-N-O-W. I know you. I know you. And I know you haven't been to church in a while. And I also know that you're being weird because you're not texting me back. So now that I know you, I'm going to know you. N-O. No. No, I'm not going to let you go down that path. Every time you stop calling me, I can tell you're back with that guy again. Every time you don't text me back, I can tell that you're avoiding me, and then you go down this path for 2 years, and you keep going around the mountain because you keep taking guys that are a basket case. Somebody ought to help me right now. I'm preaching good. So you have to realize that there are people that have a lot of baggage, and I have baggage, and you have baggage, but we need people in a small group that know us and that can know us. No, you may not. Because people have to help you. The Bible said that iron sharpens iron. So does one friend sharpen another one. That's why this church is big, but it's small if you're in a small group. You need people that say, I haven't seen you at church in a while. I told a guy recently, I said, I saw so-and-so. And I could tell that his spiritual health had declined. Have you ever seen people and you haven't seen them in a long time? You're like, man, they don't look healthy. Like they got cancer, something's wrong. It's like their physical health had declined. I can see that in the spirit sometimes. And I'll look at people at our church and they go, man, their spiritual health has declined. You want to look energized. You want to be refreshed. And the only way you do that is have people that know you and know you. If you haven't went through Growth Track, today is the day here in West Palm. It's right through that door right there. At all campuses, Growth Track is how you connect with God. You know you need to connect with God more. Raise your hand if you need to connect with God more. You probably need to raise your hand because God's probably looking at you right now. And if you want to keep that elbow... It'd be a good time to raise your hand. Let's try it again. Wave your hand in the air like you just don't care. Thank God you wear underwear, whatever. Connect with God, connect with people, discover your purpose and make a difference. You keep working like crazy, but you haven't discovered your purpose. Sure, I made a lot of money. Nicole, your pastor Nicole, made $100,000 every 30 days. When she would win all the awards, we'd go to places and they'd go, what do you do? And I'd go, I'm a go-getter. I'd take her to work and then I'd go get her. And they're like, I like you. Everybody else is trying to suck up to the, you know, the president of the company. I didn't even care because I knew Nicole knew her purpose. And I knew what my purpose was. I was her man. I made our mixtape. I'm going to pause the sermon and talk about a mixtape. If you have not watched last week's sermon, go back and watch it. Because it'll fix your marriage. Johnny Gill will help you. Johnny Gill wasn't very lyrical, but he wrote songs that were repetitive, but they were good. One of his great songs is, my, you sure look good tonight. My, you sure look good tonight. Then he got to a point to where he got stuck, and he went, my, you sure look good tonight. Oh, girl, you're so fine. You got me singing, my. In other words, he was in his rhythm. It wasn't a lot of lyrics. It was just, Like, my. You sure look good tonight. I'm here to tell you that sometimes less is best. Sometimes less words. You ever seen somebody at lunch just goes, talks nonstop? It's hard for me to say right now because I've done all the talking here today to you guys, but it's kind of a 28-minute period in which I'm supposed to do the talking. But I've seen people that would be on a date, and I would be kind of on a date with them in the sense that we're at Chick-fil-A, and they're next to me, and it's like she's like... Sometimes you just need to be pretty. I'm coming through that camera at all campuses right now. Sometimes you need to go. But I need to tell him everything that I need in a man. I got some people here in West Palm, just for the record, that are like, I got a word for you. You need to smile. You know why? Because if you don't, you're never going to hear my. You sure look good tonight. You're going to hear bye, Miss American Pie. Shut up. I think God's saying that to us today at Faith Church. He's saying, shh. Just be quiet. Just come before me with singing. Come before me with dancing. Go through growth track. Get a small group. Come to church on every Sunday and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to do what's right because it's right. And if I do that long enough, it will catch up with me. If you do the wrong thing long enough, it'll catch up to you. You might get by with the first murder. You might get by with the second murder. You might get by with the first adultery. You might get by with the first one. But eventually, the Bible says your sins will find you out. God's grace is sufficient, but we need soul rest. We need to learn that the Sabbath was made for us to rest our soul. Don't you find it interesting that you're exhausted and you're emaciated and you feel like you just can't go on, and God's saying, hey, just chill and rest, because the fear that you're seeing is not even real. I want to take you to a video a second. You're going to see a little boy that he thinks he's drowning. I think he's absolutely losing his mind. He is losing his mind. Check this out. I love that look at his. You mean to tell me this is only 4 inches deep the whole time? Now it's embarrassing. This video is probably going to go viral. And the rest of my life, I'm going to look like such a chicken. I'm here to tell you that that's the way you look like on Monday. Tuesday. Can't go to church on Tuesday night. By the way, I'd be here this weekend. I'm preaching at the Royal Palm Beach Chapel, streaming back to St. Louis on Tuesday. You need to be there. Don't that. I got to get it down. Just come to your email while I'm preaching. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, work. Sunday, no work. Rest. Let's look at that again one more time. I want to look at this scripture that the Bible talks about in Matthew 11, verse 28, out of the New King James. It's Jesus speaking. This is where I don't want to leave you with this. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice it's a gift. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. I travel a lot, fly on Southwest Airlines a lot. And I see this every week. People go, "That you can't take that bag with you, it's too heavy." What do you mean it's too heavy? You can't take it. If you take it, it's going to cost you. Well, how much is it going to cost me? Well, it'll be an extra $100. Now they open it up, and I see everything. They'll be like, "Well, if I take this tennis shoe out, will that work? I'll take this out. Will that work? Let me weigh it again." A lot of people go through life with a lot of unnecessary baggage. Recently at the airport, I literally saw this. I opened it up, and there was a guy, and he had a coffee maker. And I'm like, what in the world? Really? How many of y'all know wherever he's going in America, there's four Starbucks and five hipster coffee shops within 2 minutes. Come on, wave your hand at me right now. In fact, even if you go to heaven, there's coffee shops in heaven because there was a whole book in the Bible called Hebrews. The guy, I've seen this happen where a guy had a blender. He was a big muscle guy. He's got to have his protein. How many of y'all know you can go downstairs at the Holiday Inn and get a blender? Or you could get one of those shakers. You don't need to take this. It's also a weapon. This one really took the cake. I saw a woman with a dustbuster. How many of y'all know you staying at a gross hotel if you got to be like, I got to clean this place up. Yeah, this is sucks roaches right out of the bed when I get in there, right there. Right there. How many of y'all know you don't need a dustbuster? You need a better hotel. Come on, wave your hand at me. God said, why are you bringing all this stuff into church? Why are you bringing all this stuff into the relationship? No man's going to treat me like that. My last five husbands treated me like that. And that's why I got the blender and the dustbuster. It was a quick work. The problem might not be that somebody else has 28 hours and you only have 24. The problem might not be that everybody had 8 days and you only got seven. The problem might be that you're working seven instead of working six, trusting God for the seventh and allow Him to make a quick work in your life. Come on, somebody give God praise today. Come on, Ferguson, Weldon, Sunset, Earth City. Come on, give it up for God in a big way. Stand up with me. We're going to sing a second this song. Great Are You, Lord. We sang it at all campuses today. By the way, I think our team did a great job celebrating Black History Month, don't you, with the choir and everything at all campuses. So good. We need to say, great are you, Lord. Two things I want you to do today. Seriously, unless you just have to leave today to go to another appointment, I think we all plan to do better tomorrow than we would today if we went through Growth Track today. So I'm saying out that door, it takes less than 45 minutes. You get in a room where I designed it at all campuses. You're going to see me on a video screen and a live person helping you in the room get through these things that help connect you with God on a deeper level. Next thing I want you to do is we're right in the middle of our groups, but groups are getting ready to start again in a few days. Just get on faithchurch.com and find a group near you. Because what if your boat starts flipping over? You need people to run to the back of the boat. Lance ran to the front, got my phone. Because my priority was not my phone at that moment. Trust me, it's a big priority. But it wasn't at that moment. I was saying, I don't want that water and I don't want my friends in the water. We need to get all the way to the back of the boat. And if you do life alone, that's where Whitney died alone. Michael died alone. Prince died alone. Think about all the legendary people who had everything to live for. But the world took them and it worked them, worked them, worked them, worked them, worked them. And then they needed a pill to go to bed and a pill to wake up. And you might be yourself in a situation today at our campuses that you feel like you're overwhelmed. But I prophesy to you, if we'll just do it God's way, He's the manufacturer, and we'll say, great are you, Lord. God, I believe this day is the day that you have made. This next week's going to be great. I'm going to learn to have a Sabbath rest. I'm going to not only just tithe my money, but I'm going to tithe my time. I'm going to serve at church. I'm going to invite people to church on Easter. We know on Good Friday that's coming up before too long, that's not for the world, that's for the church. It's where we as family go. We're going to take communion together on Good Friday. But on the weekends when we're inviting people to church, these are the things that we have to do. But if you get so busy, you don't invite people to church. I'm having lunch this afternoon with a pro ball player, a Cardinals player from St. Louis, spring training here. And he was texting me last night, hey, can I have lunch with you? Hey, can I? And I never even invited him to church because I'm not that far along with him yet. But then he said, hey, you know what? The other day when I went to church in St. Louis, I really liked that blank blank. And I said, I'm glad you liked it. You're more than welcome to come. And then I felt bad. I thought, as a preacher, I should have been, and I hate to do it because I'm a preacher. I hate to push. But I think we need to push a little bit harder and not just invite people to church, but they're really wanting us to ask them, will you take me to church? My life has everything, but I don't have the main thing, and that is Jesus. Let's make the Lord great today. Father, I pray right now over our campuses today that they're blessed, healed, rested, and refreshed. And God, we thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised, and we worship you in this sanctuary.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.